From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up at running events these days, there's water everywhere, but how much should you drink when you're running your marathon? But first, we turn to NPR's senior correspondent, Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday to talk about the week's political news. Hi, Juan.
Good day, Noah.
Let's talk first, though, about inside the Beltway baseball in Washington, D.C. That's really satisfying to be able to say.
It is, and I got to tell you, I was there last night at what is still RFK Stadium, although they're negotiating about the naming rights, and that's become a matter of political dispute. Even when it comes to baseball, Washington has its own brand of argument.
There you go. The home opener for Washington was with the visiting Arizona Diamondbacks. And Washington wins here. How about that?
And actually, they're in first place because they've got a winning record, 6-4. But what was really the bottom line yesterday was the presence of almost every big political figure in Washington, including the President of the United States, who threw out the first ball. All around us were people who had played a boys game, which is how can I get the best possible seat? And believe me, there was a tremendous amount of power playing and power brokering going on to get good seats for the Nationals opener.
This team is the Nationals. They used to be the Senators a long time ago. Were there people there, I assume there were, who remember the Washington Senators who played at Griffith Stadium, which now, I think this is right, is the site of the Howard University Hospital there in D.C.?
My goodness, Noah, you are exactly right. That really is part of Washington baseball lore. And I must tell you that there was this touching moment, something out of Field of Dreams yesterday, where they had the old Washington Senators on the field holding gloves. And then the new Washington Nationals ran out and took the gloves from the older men. And it really was something that, if you care about baseball history, would bring tears to your eyes.
Let me do a bit of rhetorical morphing here. Let's talk about somebody who is known for tirades, finger shaking, red in the face, not the Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, but somebody in the Washington bureaucracy.
Yes, and that would be John Bolton, the current Undersecretary of State, who is now a nominee to be the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. His nominations before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has become a real exercise in understanding how Washington works. Carl Ford, who was the intelligence chief for the State Department, described Bolton as, and here I'm quoting, the quintessential kiss-up, kick-down sort of guy. And speaking to the senators, he said, senators, and again here I'm quoting, he said, Bolton gets a bigger kick by kicking people further down the bureaucracy, so that it seemed like he enjoyed picking on underlings. So the notion here is that Bolton is someone who's out of control, and in specific, the allegation is that he tried to get two intelligence analysts fired who disagreed with him about the possibility that Cuba had the potential to develop chemical and biological weapons.
So that process is being delayed a bit. Another thing going on, a Senate floor fight over immigration provisions attached to the spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan. What's the deal with that?
What you have here is Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who himself is locked up in a fight over whether or not to use the so-called nuclear option to prevent Democratic filibusters of Republican judicial nominees. And so he's enwrapped in that fight, but at the same time, the House has created a problem for him. Senator Frist did not want immigration to become a subject of debate on the Senate floor because it's dividing the Republican Party between those who believe that there should be provisions to allow, under President Bush's plan, a guest worker program, and those who believe that there has to be a really sharp crackdown on all manner of immigration by people who are not fully authorized and fully legal. But the House attached, as you pointed out, what they've called their Real ID Act to tighten standards for driver's licenses, asylum criteria, even to build a barrier along the border with San Diego. They've attached that to this appropriations bill, $80 billion emergency spending bill for military funding. And now the issue is forced on Bill Frist, who, as I say, is busy with the potential for an all-out conflagration, large fire, when it comes to the possibility of this nuclear option on filibusters, and that fight is just about to pop, and I would say by the end of this month, April, if not early May.
Juan Williams, a senior correspondent for NPR. He joins us every Friday to talk about politics, this time baseball. Thank you, Juan.
My pleasure. Go get 'em, Noah.